The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Which would you say is your most important organ? Your heart or your stomach? Most people would immediately say, "Well, my heart, of course." But if we're really honest with ourselves, it's the stomach that largely determines our day. The first thought, as soon as some people wake up, is, "What's for breakfast?" Some of you may be thinking that right now. No sooner have they finished breakfast than they're planning lunch. And of course, you have to prepare for dinner long before you get home each day. Everyone on the church staff knows that I never think about where my next meal comes from. I call each meal manna from heaven, like the Israelites were fed manna wandering in the desert. But this past week, I ate something that had been sitting around for more than a week, and it had some mold on it, and it made me very sick, so I called that little meal manna from hell. Suddenly, I've been a lot more careful about what I put into my mouth. Not everything is manna from heaven. And I must admit, it is delightful to walk into the rectory every night and smell what Indian delicacies Father Savio has been cooking up. It reminds me of what my home smelled like as a child growing up in Little Rock with my mom's Indian cooking. So even though I would like to believe that my heart is more important than my stomach, this past week my stomach caught up and took first place. And I suspect the stomach stays in first place most of the time for most of the people. The two scriptures today also highlight the different emphases on the stomach or the heart as the priority. The Queen of Sheba pays Solomon a state visit to see for herself whether his wisdom matches the rumors she's heard about him. And his wisdom far exceeds her expectations. And how does she show her gratitude? She lavishes him with many gifts, but her chief gift was spices. We read, "Never again did anyone bring such an abundance of spices as the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon." From then on, I suspect Solomon's royal palace smelled like my childhood home in Little Rock, full of aromatic spices. But in the gospel, Jesus teaches that, unlike Solomon, we should pay more attention to the heart rather than the stomach. Why? Jesus explains, from within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. It is true, the stomach is important for good gut health, but the heart is essential for good moral health. Indeed, while the stomach helps us to enjoy earthly life, the heart is indispensable for attaining eternal life. At every Eucharistic celebration, at every Mass, we discover that both the stomach and the heart are essential for the well-being of a healthy human person. Because we are a body and soul composite. Which, by the way, is the reason we are terrified of both zombies and ghosts. Think about it. Zombies are bodies without souls, and ghosts are souls without bodies. A healthy human being, by contrast, is an inseparable body-soul composite. Or using the scriptures today, a good human being is a stomach-heart composite. And so what do? At every Mass, we eat bread that will satisfy our stomach, the bodily half of us. But that Eucharistic meal is not merely intended for the stomach, but headed for the heart to satisfy man's deepest longing, namely for God Himself, and also to heal those sinful tendencies that Jesus mentioned today in the Gospel. And why did Jesus design His most important sacrament in the form of a meal? Simple. He knows better than anyone that the fastest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And if you don't believe Jesus, just ask the Queen of Sheba, who, by the way, makes you wonder, who was the really wise one? Praise to be Jesus Christ.